Chapter 9. The BBC. Public Service, Public Controversy 2. Perhaps the political scandal that has damaged the BBC's reputation as a politically independent body the most in recent times was that connected to its coverage of government policy in the build-up to the joint American and British invasion of Iraq in 2003. The decision to go to war against Iraq in 2003 was highly controversial in Britain, with a large section of the public adamantly opposed. To many British, the justification for this war against the Iraqi dictator was highly suspicious. The British Prime Minister of the time, Tony Blair, was suspected by opponents of the war of being too close to the unpopular, in Britain, US President George W. Bush, and too willing to follow the Americans into an unwise military adventure. Although Tony Blair's policy of war against Iraq had cross-party support in the House of Commons, Blair faced continued anti-war public opinion, and large parts of the media were also sceptical of the policy. In order to try and persuade the public of the necessity of the war, the government published a document in September 2002 that claimed the Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein had biological and chemical weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, that were capable of hitting the UK within 45 minutes of being launched. Popular newspapers such as The Sun and The Daily Star, both of which had broadly pro-war stances, published shocking headlines the next day, which emphasised the danger to the UK itself of Mad Saddam's regime. The document's sensational analysis of the dangers to Britain seemed to have successfully swung political support behind Tony Blair's policy. But some of the claims made in the document remained disputed. In May 2003, BBC Radio's Today programme, BBC Radio's flagship daily news broadcast, reported a government official as saying that the document presented by the government to Parliament had been sexed up, that is, deliberately made more sensational than the original material warranted in order to make the case for war stronger. The idea that the government had knowingly presented a much exaggerated version of the true extent of its intelligence concerning Iraq's capabilities sent shockwaves through Britain and threatened to undermine the government's policy. The government denied that it had done any such thing, criticised the BBC for lazy journalism, and demanded to know the source of the BBC's information. When the BBC reporter let slip that the source of the information had been a scientist working for the government called Dr. David Kelly, the government then tried to counter the BBC's story by undermining the reputation of Dr. Kelly and claiming he was in no position to know anything about the government's intelligence. Under increasing pressure, Dr. Kelly committed suicide. The BBC's handling of the whole affair was roundly criticised, with many holding the organisation responsible for Dr. Kelly's death. An official inquiry into the affair was held under Lord Hutton, and when he reported his findings, the BBC was held responsible. In an act of contrition, the BBC felt obliged to issue an official apology to the government. Although the Hutton report held the BBC largely responsible for its lax journalistic standards, subsequent investigations have been more sympathetic to the BBC. Combined with the fact that, following the invasion of Iraq in 2003, no WMDs were ever found, the suspicion remains that the BBC and Dr. Kelly were right, and that the government did indeed willfully overstate the danger to Britain of Saddam Hussein's regime in order to generate support for its policy of war. Nevertheless, the episode was very damaging to the BBC.